Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Disha!
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Mohammad. Disha from Red FM.
Oh, hi, Disha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Please tell me, how can I be of assistance to you?
No assistance, Doc. I wanted to understand. You feel like there's something fishy about this entire contribution.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, see, I've seen so many scams in Bangalore happening, the latest one in IMA, and they've taken so much of money for everybody else. So this one sounds very perky to me. It means government, the Tamil Nadu government is ready to pay, funded for this, Karnataka government is ready to pay for this. Then Sadhguru is ready to facilitate this very easily. He can do this.
No. Then so he has said the Karnataka and the Tamil Nadu government have individually agreed that they would like to use the basins to start planting, because you need government. Secondly, he's made that clear.
Absolutely.
That if the government has to release any funds for something that's done by a private organization, they need to collaborate with a separate department. For this, the government has to create a separate department, allocate funds for it. So he said the procedure and protocol, which is why he was explaining why citizens need to get involved. He says the procedure and protocol is very long and we need to crunch time and do it in 12 years, because it looks like in the next 10 to 20 years, we might not have fit soil to grow food. And there are enough reports to back that claim of his as well.
Correct. That part is absolutely right. The way we are heading is absolutely right. What we need to do is right. The only thing is the government has to make some amendments saying that we don't want to have some separate organization. They can have one or two people who can monitor this movement.
But Doc, you know the issues that Tamil Nadu and Karnataka government have had for years. Now, if we leave it to the two of them, and by the time they figure, in fact, the Karnataka government is not even full. The cabinet ministry is not even full. God knows when that'll happen. God knows when they get along with the Tamil Nadu government, when they can reach a coalition. They have been fighting about how much Kaveri water each one has to get. So a neutral party, along with the power of citizens, because when you know the Janta is backing this person, the governments can't do much. When the people back off and the governments have to figure between themselves, the work is 300% going to be stalled. Both the states do not have a sync with the center, so there's no central party to make it happen. Hence, we need a third person with the support of public for both the governments to take him seriously.
True, agree on that. This is also fine. Now, the problem is both with Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. So
yes,
they have no option. They have to come together and solve this problem.
Now, who's going to mediate between them? That's the problem.
Now we have Mr. Sadhguru who's going to help that out. So he's been talking to both the governments.
No, so he does not want to mediate between the governments to get along. I am going to do this. If you'd like, you can support me in individual capacities. The two governments don't have to collaborate for this. They are separately supporting the man.
Exactly. That's all. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, what is the fund? Whether they give it with agreement or disagreement, doesn't matter. The money has to flow in.
The money
to facilitate.
No, but I don't think the state governments are giving him the money. The state governments are basically giving him clearance and permission to access the Kaveri Basin and go ahead and start doing the planting. That's what's happening.
Correct. Then how will they do to execute it? They need money.
Which is why it's crowdsourcing. That's exactly what's happening.
Correct.
And that's what he said, that if the government has to release funds to a private company or organization, they need to create a separate department, which cannot be done. The protocol and procedure is too long.
Now it's in favor of both of these states. So
but that the states have to agree, sir. Again, we're coming down, doctor, to who will mediate. And Sadhguru is not interested in political mediation. He says, my focus is to get this water project on. And whether the states want to do it separately or together is between them. And for a central person to do it, if the states were central parties, the central government could have intervened. But now that also can't happen because Karnataka's government has just come into power and Tamil Nadu is a regional party. So now if we get into mediation, we won't be able to meet our goals, which is, and they're not forcing anybody to pay the 42 rupees. So whoever feels like it can do it. Whoever doesn't feel like it does. Even we're in fact telling people, you go through the website and the details, take a look at it. If it makes sense, do it. And we told Sadhguru, people are going to be suspicious about this, so which is why he's agreed to come in and do the interview with us as well. I'm just saying, Doc, that if it's 42 rupees and even if everybody contributes one tree, I think we're in a healthy space to at least get the ball rolling. Maybe if the government see, oh, the work is looking great, they might at some point reach a consensus.
Right, and I'm sure that time, the money will be refunded.
Refunded?
To all the public who paid it out.
I don't think any of the public has that concern. Nobody's even asking, Doc. I think we're fine on that front. People are okay giving 42 rupees or even 420 rupees for that reason.
Even though it sounds a small amount, But when it amounts to humongous numbers, you're talking about what, a crore people, crore into 442 is about, you can imagine the numbers.
I think Sadhguru has already given a timeline. He says we intend to do it in 12 years. I'm pretty sure most of us will be around for another few years to be able to see the growth happen. But you know, Doc, if we're going to be cynical about everything, I don't think we can move anything in this country. And a little bit of hope and faith, and they are putting out all the attempts. If you go to the website, you get a receipt, you get the details, and I'm pretty sure going forward, they're going to be putting up updates on their website. They're one of the most social media active organizations, and the ones who've contributed are not asking for reimbursement. So I think if it's between the organizers and the contributors, and if they're clean and clear, I don't think anybody else should have a problem.
True, right. I just hope, you know, if it's a great initiative and it's a legitimate one, I mean, let's go ahead with it. But in case if it's ultimately later on we find out there's something, you know, some scam or whatever, you know, I'll be really disappointed on that. You know, I'll lose complete faith on everybody else.
If it doesn't work out, they will get the backlash. They've gone so public about this campaign that if the backlash has to come, it'll come publicly. And if it works, the accolades will also come publicly. Only time can answer, Doc.
But there's still a 50% ambiguity. It's always sustainable. So every single thing which happened like on crowdfunding, a lot of
but sir, 50% of his ambiguity, 50% is even faith, and I think we're backing faith over ambiguity this time. And time will tell. He's given us a timeline. People are going to wait and see how it comes. And there is no way they can escape backlash if it has to come. So I think they're prepared for good, bad, and the ugly. We'll have to wait and find out, Doc.
Yeah, I think that time is going to tell about that. Yeah, let's hope that it does happen.
Let's hope so.
I think we can head this. Yeah, that's a time of one. Let's go.
Yeah. Thank you, Doc.
Most welcome. Take care.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.